This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning, and our guest this morning is Julie Schumacher. She is the author of a book called Dear Committee Members, and I'll recommend it for no other reason than the last couple of weeks have been dark, they've been scary, people on social media are angry, there's a lot of high emotion, and most of it's kind of unpleasant, and this book is going to make you LOL. You will laugh out loud. Julie, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about the premise of the book, and in doing so, where the idea of formatting the book as a series of letters of recommendation came from.
Well, that's just the thing. The book is composed entirely of letters of recommendation that are written and sent by a very curmudgeonly professor of English, Jason T. Fitger, at Payne University, P-A-Y-N-E, in the Midwest. And he's crabby because, in part, he's angry that he spends all of his time writing letters of recommendation for other people and says he has no time for his own work.
Well, he's also angry because they're doing construction in his building. They moved out the economy department. The English department's left. His window was left open and it wouldn't shut. Then they shut it. They cracked it. Now he's got water leaking in. And, I mean, we're laughing here because here at UMD, of course, we've got some building construction going on. People are cracking up. And he's appealing in many instances to his superiors. And, okay, we have to know, you know, you named him Fitger in honor of Duluth, of course, right?
Well, I just stayed at Fitger's Hotel recently for the first time. I had driven past it quite often, but I'm sure that's where I picked up the name. It's hard to name characters, but that seems to fit Fitger, I suppose.
He's also communicating on many occasions with his superiors, his department chair, and of course they named someone out of the sociology department to be the department chair of the English department. And he's communicating with them, and he's doing the Minnesota passive-aggressive thing, and it's wonderful fun. However, my question that kept popping to the front of my brain was, you work at a university. Do you still have a job?
I do. I'm very grateful to have my job at University of Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Have any of your supervisors or superiors read this book?
Actually, the dean invited me to give a celebratory reading. So it's been terrific. My colleagues and superiors have been incredibly supportive. I think they had some cathartic fun reading it also.
As you have talked with other folks outside of the university community, have you found that it resonates with them and their workplace dynamics also? If you work at a university, as you do, as I do, it's easy to kind of see these things reflected and, oh, that is so spot on. But does it transfer to other jobs and disciplines?
I think every job has its craziness, its particular wacky flavor, and a lot of that flavor comes from, you know, just red tape and bureaucracy and the systems that we put into effect in order to try to make our lives easier. But often those systems end up coming back to bite us. So I have gotten a lot of positive feedback, actually, well, from high school teachers, from counselors, even from doctors, oddly enough, who have told me that they respond very much to the issue of red tape and systemization of nearly everything, that sort of bureaucratization that we've imposed upon ourselves.
So were you surprised that the book kind of took off the way it did?
You know, you always fantasize after you finish writing something that, oh, this will be appealing for this or that reason. And, you know, I've certainly written things that I hoped would take off that have not. And maybe it's just a matter of timing and good luck and a good review at the beginning that helped to push this one along.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful. And I love, I have to read a little, just a little line from the jacket copy, because it's so beautiful that he's endlessly called on by his students and colleagues to produce letters of recommendation, each one of which is a small masterpiece of high dudgeon, low spirits, and passive aggressive strategies.
Yeah, Julie, I like that too.
Julie, what are you working on next?
Oh, I think I'm going to keep that to myself for now. It never seems like good luck to share that information. But,
okay. All right.
I appreciate talking to you.
Fair enough. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, Julie. What a wonderful read. Just exactly what we needed right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Schumacher joined us this morning, our guest on Minnesota Reads. Her book, Dear Committee Members, is out. And yeah, it is a laugh out loud. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.